It's another beautiful Sunday afternoon. This is Robin Mines. Welcome. My name is Ebuka Obiuchendu. Thanks a lot for joining us. Yes, politics is still very heavy in the air. We've got a lot more Nigerian politicians, or Nigerians as a whole, who are coming out to declare their intentions across the country. Like I said, the political season started pretty early this year. We're going to be watching this space to see what happens in the coming weeks and months ahead. Also, COVID-19 is still real out there. I know a lot of us have moved on, unfortunately. But yeah, the numbers are still rising. Thankfully, the Omicron variant seems to have declined, and we're hearing less news about hospitalizations and deaths in particular. So, but as much as you can, please keep safe and do all that you need to do. It's been 2 years now, and hopefully we're at the end of the road, and we should be getting some sense of normalcy in Nigeria and across the world very soon. But tomorrow is St. Valentine's Day. Yes, if you are hearing saints for the first time, it is actually a saint's feast day, but it's a day to celebrate love across the world. And then we're going to be talking to two guests here who will help us understand a little more what the day should be about and what their plans are, maybe. I have here Aka and Claire Nani. How are you guys doing? Yes, I said today is Galentine's Day when you came in, which is a day, I think it's to celebrate single girls or something, so yeah. You're not celebrating that. But how are you doing? How are you guys doing?
We're fine.
How many years now? Married?
Almost three.
Is that a good or bad thing?
It's a good thing.
And before the marriage, how long were you guys together?
4 years.
Yeah, so four before marriage and then, you know, three in marriage. So that's 7 years of being together.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So 7 years. So Claire, 7 years ago, you know, people always say at the start of things, the butterflies are there, you're very excited, which is what makes you, I don't know if it was love at first sight for you, but you look back then and now, a lot of people are very scared of commitment. How have things changed and how do you keep those butterflies going?
Okay. So for me, things have changed in terms of my, you know, perspective on life generally and love and marriage. It's not I want to go in and I want to go out for me. It's we die here pretty much. And I know that for it to work, there's a lot of working that I have to do for myself. So changing my perspective on certain things, you know, fixing my pride, you know, understanding that he deserves and wants respect and he deserves honor.
Yeah.
So those are kind of things that I'm working on my relationship with God, because that's what keeps my marriage going. Back then I was moving on vibes, you know, and just the fact that I was friends with him and we're still friends. Right now it's more serious because now we have a baby, so it's about just building a family and a generation that lasts.
Nice. Has it been harder or easier than you thought?
Wow. So, look, when I first got into marriage, it was harder than I thought. It was,
At the start of the marriage?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right after the relationship?
Right after the honeymoon. I always tell people that, like, right after the honeymoon, the honey finished.
Completely. The jar is empty.
Oh, my God. You know, we were fighting, like, every week. We got to a point where we were fighting every week, like a couple of months or two after, you know, honeymoon, and then fight. Like, when we didn't fight for 2 weeks, we were like,
are we normal again? Are we normal again?
Right.
And then next thing, bam, fight go just, you know, but we had to work on all that, work on ourselves, like she said, find true love, which was God first, love ourselves and find who we were. And then decided to, you know, make certain decisions and decided to move forward. And to be honest, now it's just so easy.
Yeah. What do you think made that though? Is it the living together that caused the fights? Because you find that most people in relationships don't actually live together. In a lot of other countries, you find people who move in before the actual marriage. Yeah. Do you think that probably would have changed?
I don't think it is. I think it's that it was. So I always tell people you have to, you know, be prepared for marriage before you get in. And like I say again, premarital class, what do they call it? Premarital wedding class is a scam. You don't need it before marriage. You need it during marriage. After your wedding is when you should, because
then you figure out what your dynamics are. Weak.
Yes, you are alive. Because before with the wedding, it's entering here, coming out of here. You just want to get in, tap that ass, all of that. But after the wedding, everything don't calm down. You're now faced with life, making decisions, meeting each other every day. That's why you have personality clashes, boundary clashes, and you need people who've been there before to say, oh, it's normal, we've been there, this is how we went, this is what happened and how we, you know, overcame. So for me, I also felt like it was a matter of, like, I was a selfish person. I was just about what I wanted and what I felt. And I didn't know what it meant.
She's nodding. She's like, yes.
I was like, I nodded twice. And I was like, ooh, I should.
I don't know. I didn't know what it meant to live with someone else, you know, and be with someone else. So, and I'm the kind of person who, if I keep something here, let it be there. And Claire is like, okay. I'm who moved it?
Like a butterfly, honestly. That question you asked, living together for me changed things because we enjoyed the distance and we kind
it
of found.
Go away when you
yeah,
wanted
we
to.
Found the way that it worked for us, and it lasted at the time. So moving together, it was a bit of a shock for me because I never really lived with someone outside of my family members, and I love this guy, but why is he vexing about cream? Why is he vexing, you know?
About toothpaste.
You know, to like the most random things. And I think also I had like to figure out myself because I had just, you know, immediately left my parents' house, immediately left, you know, finished my master's. I was trying to set up stuff for myself and find myself. So in the middle of that, it felt like there was a lot going on.
Yeah.
So that I feel like that really contributed. And honestly, not dealing with trauma from the past, a lot of things were triggers, and that contributed to the fights, pretty much.
Did the child change anything?
Wow.
The child made me realize that I don't want one more child. I want to enjoy this man, and I keep saying it to people.
Do you
that
agree
ask,
that he's just one?
Well, I'm very open to just having one.
Yeah, okay,
very
that's
open
great.
To it.
So that's compromise.
I want to love him with everything that I have, because I know that the
children
plans
are huge responsibility.
Yeah, they're huge. Oh, yeah. And the plans we have for our child, I don't know how I'm going to be able to do it with another one and still give him all of me, you know. To me, he's more important.
Is it about giving all of me or taking all of me?
Well, both ways. But
it's give and take.
She wants to take all of me.
I said I want to squeeze him. You know, when they say in Yoruba, they say they use someone dry. You know, that's pretty what I want to do with my husband.
Wow. So I don't. I mean, Valentine's is not just about married couples and all of that. And there's a generation now. It might not necessarily be a wave or a tsunami, but the perception about marriage is completely changed from what it was when we were growing up, you know. Like you said, I mean, a lot of people now still believe that, you know, you stay in it and do it. You know, people who still aspire to it, but you have a lot more people who are saying, why do I need to get married, you know? Is it that important? People have long-term relationships. Oprah is the biggest example that keeps coming up. I've been going on 30 years now with Steadman, her partner. You know, was marriage important to you? Do you think that living with someone or having a partner out of marriage could be something that may be a little more normal going forward for a lot of people?
For me, marriage was a very important part of, you know, my life, my purpose, who I wanted to be, what I wanted to do, my future, building a successful family has always been a big thing for me. I always wanted to build a model family and make God proud with it, because I know that it's the center of, like, you know, God's heart. You know, the road there hasn't been easy, and it came with a lot of breaking of me and, you know, bowing of me and submission of me. For me, I think it was very necessary for me, you know. But I do salute other people who don't think, you know, it's necessary, and it's okay, because, you know, Jesus said, you know, that people who aren't called to marriage, you know, maybe because, you know, they're called to a life of eunuchism, you know, and some people are just like, you know, they don't want it. Yeah. That's fine.
You guys are sort of in the public eye, you know. From the outside, you would think, okay, these guys are perfect. They kind of roll in the same industry, the creative industry. But your relationship is also very public. I mean, you have a whole Instagram page dedicated to you as a couple. You know, you share quite a bit about your lives, as much as you want to share, of course. There's also a perception about that on social media with people who share or keep your private life private. Why was that important? Do you think it helps you guys in any way or other people? Why do you feel the need to do that?
Our page and our purpose, just like you said, as our family, everything is hinged on not just ourselves. It's about the generation that we are currently with, the millennials, the Gen
Z. Exactly, because a lot of the older generation were like, what did that these people do?
To be honest, and we got that sort of criticism from our parents. And to be honest, now they see that it's the testimonies that we hear. You know, the entire purpose of our you know, show is that people learn that it can work. Yeah. Marriage is an institution that works when you do it right. And there's some things, hiccups, because we're very transparent, we're very open, nothing pretentious. So people are able to learn through our experiences, because the generation before us didn't really talk about a lot of things that we talk about. And I know that there is purpose in that. Just seeing that there is a community of people who are, you know, same mind of marriage and God, just growing together. I think that's the reason why we're doing what we're doing.
I mean, you also shared a very crazy moment with us, the breastfeeding kit. How did you guys handle that? I mean, because there were opinions were all over the place for weeks.
Yeah.
You even ended up doing a whole YouTube whatever about it, explaining yourself, you know. That's one of the downsides, I guess, of, you know, sharing. Or maybe not a downside.
It's not a downside, because in the end of the day, there's some people that get it, and it's for those people.
How did you forgive?
Forgive him.
Did you need to?
I wasn't upset with him.
Okay, so how did you come out of that?
So I think, you know, I was the one who put that video out.
Yes.
I didn't even know about it.
Yeah, she didn't know. We were at a friend's place, and, you know, our friend recorded us, like, just right there. She was just like, you know, we need to capture this. So what had happened was, the day before, I was talking to her, and, you know, talking to her about, like, you know, in my mind, you know, as a man, what I know, the challenges...
She said,
the challenges of this thing is that in the future, the baby will start biting. That's the one I know. And, you know, how do we curtail that? So we need to stop for the future, because we had planned and said that our child would breastfeed for a year. That's what we agreed. So I'm like, okay, so to, you know, as a man, you know, everything is maths.
You think everything
sometimes
just works that way. You didn't understand that.
I didn't understand the, you know, what she has to go through, the biological, you know, things that she was going through in her body to
so
make
was,
that
it was
happen.
Really teaching,
it was
teachable.
A teaching moment for me when she next day, when I called her, like, so why did you react the way you did? So she was now explaining to me. And I was trying to, like, understand, okay, I see. Okay. So at the point when I released the video, I'm like, men need to hear this and understand and know this, you know, that.
Are you shocked at the reaction?
Well, I wasn't shocked at the reaction on Twitter. On Instagram, everybody understood because they read through the captions and they were getting.
Yeah.
But some people
Twitter
now went, took snippets and just put it on Twitter, and then I'm me too, you know now. You give me, I give you back. So I dragged them back on.
It was quite a lot.
Yeah,
quite
but I think the context of that one was even more about, like, communication between partners and
having
to be
those
honest,
hard conversations
having
and
hard
how to navigate it.
Yeah, that's one thing
and
myself.
Unlearning.
Exactly. Myself and Aka have tried to do over time, have had conversations, even while we were dating.
Yeah.
Because it's in those hard conversations that you're able to understand how to create a system that works with conflict.
Yeah.
So not that we're amazing at it, but we're so much better than where we were in 2019.
Yeah.
So
what you guys were actually watching
was our conflict resolution actually playing out, because we were communicating a hard situation that she felt very, you know, differently about. And I also felt very...
let's quickly move on now. I mean, tomorrow is Valentine's Day. Do you think it's important to have a day for love? It's an ongoing conversation. And what do you do on a day like that?
Day of love is every day for us. I know it's almost cliche, everybody says that, but it's genuinely every day. So our mantra is that we outserve each other. So every day I'm like, I'm going to save money and buy this guy something. You know, he goes all out and he's like, stop, babe, you don't have to buy me anything. But look at him, he's bought me a brand new car, and I'm just like, God.
So sweet.
Let me be gathering my coins.
Let me put you guys on the spot. What's her love language?
Her love language, she didn't know it, I found it, is quality time.
What's his love language?
Acts of service.
Is it harder when it's different love languages?
To be honest, it was hard for me because I was loving him the way that I wanted to be loved.
Or the way she interprets stuff. And that's what human beings fall into.
That's why I asked that, because a lot of people do what they like.
Yes, but it's they don't even know. It's unconscious.
Yeah, it's
That's how they understand love and love to be given to them. So they just give it to the next person, not knowing that that person has theirs.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's harder when it's different. You have to
learn. We have to figure that out.
Yeah, you have to learn.
And it's just that we talk about intention. I actually intentionally took out time to study me. I didn't know he was doing that for him to get there. So, intention.
So that's very important for couples.
Yeah, it's important.
So what's happening tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Starting today, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, I was thinking we're going to celebrate sometime in November.
No.
But this is why you're saying it's only one. So, I don't know.
Oh, my God. We dropped her with grandma.
Yeah, we dropped her with grandma already. So today we're spending time together at a, nice place, nice hotel. And we're just going to, spend time there. We're not coming out because we don't want traffic. You know how Valentine's Day is. One man wants
and
to serve.
And it's now a Monday.
Yes, now. One man wants to serve work, serve his three girlfriends, they still get back home.
Wow.
So there's...
Without the delivery man.
Yes, everybody's moving.
Is it harder to love in Lagos?
Yeah. It's harder to love in Nigeria.
I don't know, because I haven't done it elsewhere.
I think for me, I get bored easily because I don't go out. I don't like going out anymore because, with the work we do, it's work when we go to places and to have fun, basically. But you then end up going to the same places every time. Lagos, what we have is just restaurants, and cinemas. But
there isn't enough to do.
There isn't enough to do.
So you have to be extra creative.
Yes. So
for me, I'm a simple babe. Just do something in the house. I'm good in the house. Love me anyhow.
She thinks she's good in the house.
Is that why we're overpopulated? No, you said Nigeria is boring, which I agree with, because there's very few things you can do. Yeah. Tourism here, we've not still figured out how to manage it. So it makes you wonder, we just spend our time at home as couples.
Yeah. At home or at the restaurants.
But we enjoyed the lockdown, because we were
home. That was the best time of our lives.
That was one of our favorite times.
Best time of our lives. I wish we could go back to lockdown, not, COVID. But lockdown.
How did it help you?
So it was just a lot of bonding and friendship and jokes. And
learning and knowing and praying growing again and unlearning.
Conversation.
That was when also Gabby was conceived, so.
Yeah.
We already knew, Sha. We calculated it. We calculated it back then.
Oh, my God.
So when you're around, a lot of your single friends, who I'm sure you're still kind of cool with, do they look at you and aspire? Or do they feel like, I like that, but it's still not for me? Like, do you find that people understand now that marriage can be different, especially from this generation as compared to what it used to be?
Yeah, I hear a lot of those conversations from my friends, the desire. And I think the desire is enough.
Yeah.
But it's just that they complain that the quality of guys that they meet in Lagos is the problem. So, I mean, myself, I met Aka online. There's other
the
ways.
Dating app?
Yeah. Instagram.
I'm just
We met on Instagram. We met on Instagram. So I think there's a lot more creativity that needs to go into finding the right partner. Yeah. But I know that they see a marriage that works. I'm open also with my challenges. So they learn from my experience and know how to find and what to search for and what to prioritize.
Yeah.
When looking.
Sorry, you just mentioned up there quickly before we go. I just remember this show on the streaming platform called Love is Blind, where you get engaged to someone before you see them, just by listening to them and understanding their personality. Do you think you would have still married her without seeing her?
I think I would have.
Of course you say that.
Oh, no, but because, sometimes I randomly think about her in my day or, when something happens. And I don't tell her enough how much she means to me and how much I love her. I tell her a couple of times. But, and I've had to learn and grow that with communicating what I feel. Sometimes I look at someone, I just feel like, okay, I've said what I only say. And I literally think they heard me, but I had to learn to open. I didn't know I had that issue until I married. So, for me, I would just randomly say to myself, it could have been no one else.
Yeah.
I just damn.
My cheeks are burning.
It couldn't have been anybody else.
no better way to end this conversation. Thank you very much, Ak and Claire. Good luck with everything.
Thank
I mean, your careers are doing great.
Thank you.
We can only keep going higher.
Amen.
Isn't it?
Thank you.
And all the best with Valentine's Day tomorrow.
Thank you.
We'll take a quick break now and be right back. Please don't go away.